Ho, 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 how's it going, everybody? This is the holiday season, and it's Real Life Sci-Fi here on Schraub Home Video. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron.
This is a podcast about paranormal and contemporary mythology, where we really get down to the answers. In every episode, we solve the thing that we're talking about.
We solve the thing.
Patreon.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. Two bonus episodes a week. We do Twitch. Twitch.tv/Real Life Sci-Fi. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's right.
That's about it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. She's our good friend, a podcast producer. It's Rachel Emerson.
Woo! Hey, guys.
Howdy.
But you act too, right?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Were we in that thing together that we both hated?
Oh wow. Oh, there was something we commiserated over, but I can't remember what it was.
Some weird thing. They told us it was going to be a half day, but it wasn't or something.
Oh, yeah.
That thing? I never told you. They made me take my shirt off after you left.
They let me leave, and then you got naked. And I was like, well, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I had to take it. And I don't like my body.
What was that?
That's the funniest part.
I have no idea.
We were about to unionize. That's what was happening.
Yeah. We were livid. But anyway, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
How into the paranormal / contemporary mythology world are you?
That's a heavy question. I feel like I've had quite a trajectory where I'm starting to lean further and further into the paranormal the older I get. And I thought it would go the other direction. Getting older would make me more logical, realistic.
Yeah.
No. I don't know if I'm losing it, but
it's
I'm getting harder.
Experience into it. Teaching you the way.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Gross.
I don't know.
The broadening of your horizons only comes with age and wisdom, you know?
Thank you. Wow. Yeah,
there it is.
I think the more you know, the less you know. How about that? Put that in your wisdom.
All right. I'll put it there.
So we do a thing here on the show. You've been on the show before, right? Years ago?
Years ago, when it was probably at Willie's place.
Okay, so you might not have even taken this, but we do something here on the show called the Sob Scale.
Okay.
Sob Scale.
Are you a skeptic? Are you a believer?
It's good.
It's great. It's got a jingle.
People don't like the new song.
Yeah, people don't like it, but I love it.
I love it too.
I think it's so good.
So
it's hard to hear babies crying into your ear.
I'll take it.
Maybe.
If it's headphones or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. I guess it would stress you out.
Start looking around.
I got a baby in here.
I got to stop that baby from crying. It's my natural instinct.
Is there a baby in this bathroom?
The tigers are going to get us. Sob Scale stands for Skeptic or Believer. It's a 5-question quiz. They're mostly yes or no questions, but you can elaborate freely if you'd like to.
Okay.
At the end, I'll give you a score. If you're a 0, you're more of a skeptic. If you're a 5, you're more of a believer. And, it's a spectrum.
Okay.
Are you ready to be weighed on the Sob Scale?
I'm ready. I'm not good at tests, but that's fine.
Oh, it's so fun.
Okay.
You'll love it. You love it.
You love it. Okay.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and yes. Next question.
Hey. I hate it when it's fast like that.
Are you mad? Why? I can elaborate. I'm not we can.
Yeah, elaborate.
Okay. I do believe in aliens. I think that I'm sure you probably have all gotten this from multiple guests at this point, that
the universe,
it's huge. Yeah. That's really small minded of us to think that we're alone, blah, blah, blah. I do think that we need to stop thinking that they have arms and legs. You know, like, why would they look anything like
us? Just torsos and heads.
Just torsos and heads rolling around.
Yeah. Bopping up and down.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. Gross. I think they have been here in the last 300 years. Absolutely.
Why do you think that?
Well, wasn't there like a whole like report released back in...
Oh, the UAP thing is current.
Has that been debunked or something?
No, it's just, we don't know if they're aliens.
Well, okay, well... You're like,
they could be,
are
Russians.
Aliens terrestrial to you? Can aliens come from the Earth and of the Earth?
Oh, interesting.
Or are they only outer Earth, outer Earth?
Hollow Earth,
I think they have to be outer Earth, because I think that's what an alien would be.
So
right?
Then what would you classify like mole people?
Ooh. People, anything of the Earth would have to not be alien. I think it would have to be species.
Squid people,
species of Earth.
Of Earth. All right. She's right.
What about Belians?
Belians?
Instead of aliens, they're Belians.
I mean, that's a good one.
We can't call them Earthlings, that's for sure. Yeah.
Insects? I don't know.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. Yeah, I do. I have so many ghost stories.
You're so cheery about it. You only run into friendly ghosts.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Can you tell us like a very quick ghost story that happened to you?
Yeah, I can tell you a recent one.
Okay.
So I was working down in Louisiana in this house that was built in the late 1800s.
Haunted.
Very scary. So it was on a plantation, so add that in there, Lee. But half of the house didn't have electricity. So I was sitting in this room. I was typing on my computer at the time, catching up on some notes. And so the only light in the room was my computer screen, right? There was no electricity, nothing around me. Everybody else on the crew had gone downstairs for lunch. It's pitch black. It's also midnight. It's a night shoot. And clear as day, I hear a snap, like right behind my ear, and then like two steps like back away from me. And I just like closed my computer.
Oh, gosh.
And I walked downstairs.
You closed the only light source?
I did. Well, I was like, first of all, it was an expensive computer. And I was just like, I'm just going to see myself out. But I was very calm about it. But I was like, there was no explanation
for it.
You knew that the ghost hated technology.
That could be it.
And that light was not supposed to be there.
But like, what would you have done in that scenario? It felt so clearly someone was there. Like, you know when someone's there?
Well, you would have probably killed
them. You don't want to call attention to it because it feels like if you do, it just escalates everything.
Yes. And the rest of that job, I was down there for another 4 weeks and I did not even look around. I didn't go anywhere alone. And we had a lot of night shoots too. This was a lot of,
scary. Spooky.
Spooky.
I looked up the history of that place that you shot at or that you were working at, and the owner of the plantation, he would snap. He would like snap. And that was like.
And he would take two steps.
And he would take.
It was Paula Abdul's great uncle.
Paula Abdul's great, great, great uncle.
You're right. Because he would take two steps back.
Let me see you on two steps.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my most recent ghost story, but I have others that are like maybe more convincing because I had people with me. But.
That's crazy because in that moment when you hear something clear as day and you are faced with something, it's just so much easier to just not talk about it. And then, because if you told anybody, oh, let's go look or whatever, like stir it all up.
I've been getting confrontational with ghosts.
But you don't even believe in ghosts, Wade.
Yeah, I know. So like last night, my heater kept making noise, and it was at that point where like you're in between sleeping and awake, and just like any sort of little change will like bring you out of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
So it kept making these noises, and I kept thinking like someone was coming into my apartment or whatever, and then it was so black that I like felt It was so dark that I felt like there was someone in front of me. And so I just...
Wait, how old is your apartment? Here. Is it older? Or?
It's like 100 years old, probably.
Okay.
There could be ghosts.
That's
but
a lot of that's a lot of life.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't care.
It's a lot of depressed life in there, you know? Ooh. From 1900 to 19...
If you're a 90? Farmer...
1900 to 1990. They're all just like they're all depressed. Out.
Reaganomics.
People.
The Dust Bowl.
Oh my God, I gotta sell my shoes to fix my typewriter or else how else will I? Oh, forget it.
But that's the move with ghosts, right? You go like, hey, stop. And then they're like, oh, sorry.
You're dead. I'm alive.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. I'm trying to make some toast.
Yeah, I know. Do you see what she's pointing at?
Oh, is I'm assuming that's is that oh. Bigfoot?
Do
is
you
that
believe
Sasquatch?
In Bigfoot?
That one I might actually not feel as like it's plausible. I don't I can go into that further. I don't know that I buy Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I just feel like there's so much of the ocean that's unexplored, and we've spent so much time, you know, stealing people's land and, you know, whatnot. So,
did you watch that new Avatar movie?
I haven't. No, I'll be honest.
I imagine that's what it's about.
Is that about stealing land? Yeah,
I guess. Only it's water this time or something.
Great, great. Yeah, feels good. Yeah, I think that there, it feels not as plausible that Bigfoot.
I will say that just in a quick defense of my friend, there is a lot of like land that hasn't really been inhabited by us. And the Great North of Canada, all those cold mountains. But whatever.
Stuff.
I'm not gonna defend any more than
no.
Just
no.
Say like this.
I'm open.
But not as much as the ocean. You know, oceans, I get
there's
you.
That.
Shut up. Do you believe in psychics?
This is a hard one. I really want to believe in psychics.
You've been to psychics, right?
Oh, yes. Have we all, right? I assume you all have.
I went at a Renaissance fair once.
Oh, okay. Well.
She said I was going to break my arm.
No, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Did you break your arm?
No.
Oh.
Unless you count like 40 years later. I'm 70, by the way.
I would count that.
But it was the wrong... I feel like it was the wrong arm. I don't know. I broke my hand. But that was... Seriously, it was like 2 years ago. And I went to this Renaissance fair when I was like 10.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a very like broad net shoe. Like big net
right.
She was throwing.
Like,
this kid
wouldn't?
Looks like an idiot. He'd probably break his arm. Oh, I see an arm being broken.
All right, listen. I've been called a lot of things. I've never been told I look like an idiot.
Well, this psychic told me that.
Well, she's bad at reading people because I was like the nerdiest looking dork.
Have you guys all gone to a psychic together?
No, but
no, we should.
Cute.
So right?
Cool.
Field trip.
Cute.
Or
no, I mean, the thing is we got to find someone that's down to be videotaped and or recorded. You know,
there's one on Hollywood Boulevard. I swear, she was really good. I went in. Okay, can I? Do you mind if
go ahead.
Okay,
please.
Okay. So there was. I was very drunk, and I had eaten some pizza, and I was with another friend, and we climbed this fence, and I don't remember much, but then we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard and saw this psychic just like decided to walk into her thing because it was open, and she was like, oh, I have time for you, and I sat down, and she was so spot on about everything she said. I was like, tears were streaming. I was drunk, but I was like, she was just so spot on about everything, and I couldn't believe it. And she was lovely, and she was pretty accurate about my friend too, but man, I was like, whoa, it was weird.
What was the craziest thing she said that she was right about?
I think I was just kind of at like a crossroads in my life in a way that she pinpointed it so accurately. And I thought that was interesting. And she was like, you'll sort it out by May. And sure enough, like literally.
Oh, wow.
In May, like I'd gotten a job. I was like kind of got back on my feet in a good way. And she was just like, don't know. Everything she said was so
good. That's kind of cool.
It was cool. I don't know why I cried about it, but I was like, she's like holding my hand and I'm just like sobbing.
She's like, oh, I got a sucker here.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Oh, like, just fill up the crystal ball with the cash.
Sometimes when I hear things that I feel like I need to hear or like I already knew and they're confirmed, it like brings up this weird emotional like well in me where it's like, finally, this is right. Oh, it's like a relief or something.
Yeah, so like confirming something you felt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you deny yourself because of your situation, you know, like.
Yeah. And it just feels so good to have someone like touch your soul. Yes. Someone like caress your spirit. Do you know what I mean?
There's this commercial that's on right now, and it's about like veterans killing themselves or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus.
And so it's all like, it's all voiceover with like crying veterans. They're like.
It's real funny, I guess.
It's weird to describe it.
Uh-huh.
Because they're just like sitting on the foot of their bed, like crying and dressed up in their military gear, and the voiceover is like, "You have worth," and it, but the very last line is, "You are not a frog." He's saying fraud, but it sounds exactly like frog, and it makes the whole thing super funny because it's like this really dramatic thing.
You are not.
It's like
a frog.
These guys crying about how they might be frogs. But they're not.
They're not.
They're not frogs.
I want to know how your brain got there. I love it. I love it.
It just sounds like he says that.
You know, the commercial would do better if they were all sitting with a dog or something. You know, that way you're like, people would humanize them more knowing that there's an animal left behind.
You are not a dog. Last one.
So psychics, you never really answered. You go to them, but you're sort of like,
yeah. I think I view psychics as like a fun thing to do, and you can read into it or not, or maybe they're right or maybe they're wrong.
Well, but do you believe in telepathy?
Ooh. Oh wow. I've never really been asked that one. Do I believe?
Welcome.
Telepathy. I don't think anyone's been able to read my mind, so I'm gonna say no, but I don't doubt it. I've just never been accosted in that way. Luckily.
Psychically.
What am I thinking?
Oh,
One word.
Elephant.
Cheese. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Jupiter.
Okay. Yeah. Beans. Close.
Beans.
Oh, beans and cheese. So close. I practically guessed it.
All right.
So I'm gonna put you a no for psychics.
No,
that's fair. Yeah.
Last question. Have you been reading about simulation theory? Do you believe that life is a simulation?
Do you believe we exist in a simulation?
I kind of hope we do. I hope we do, but I don't know that we do. I've had this conversation a lot in the last month. That's so weird. Whoa. Kismet. What are we all doing here, guys, in the simulation?
We're here.
Proving it's a simulation.
I'm like, tear everything down.
oh no, he's trying to prove it.
I don't know. That one is I'm on the fence about. You could easily sell me on it, but right now I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Unfortunately. So,
wow. You're like a 2.5.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I was like way more into it.
Well.
Or wait,
that's
right?
Okay. We're a 4.
Okay,
and he's a 2.
I'm like a 1, I think.
1.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a new scale.
Really? Yeah. You're doing all this math, scale math in your head?
Uh huh.
Oh. Okay.
It's a very complicated algorithm.
Yeah.
That I divide by pi, mm-hmm. and then I multiply by the square root of pi.
I would almost say she's a 3, though. I feel like she's got 2 soft answers.
Well, yeah. She can be a 3 if you want her to be.
That's fine. He's the grandmaster of numbers, so we'll say it's a 2.
We never used to really do halves, but since the first question is a 3-parter, feels like it should be like a half, you know?
Should weigh more, yeah. I'm surprised you don't ask people about like Loch Ness monsters or anything like that.
That kind of is lumped in with Bigfoot.
Okay.
If you believe in Bigfoot, you probably live in Loch Ness.
Yes. That I like. Loch Ness? Oh,
that's the one I from this show, I'm like, it does not exist.
Really?
It does not exist. There's no way something can live in the lock. There's no way.
Really?
I'm still into it.
Well, we can make you a three because you believe in Nessie.
I'm back, baby.
Hey, Willie.
Yo.
Hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Christmas, December 25th, Jesus' birth, presents from Santa, presents for Jesus. What is this holiday, and where did it come from? Let's get into the pagan origins and the different ways to celebrate the holiday of Christmas tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Christmas. Did you, so, but you, did we give you a list and did you pick this or have you just been assigned this?
I've been assigned.
Okay.
I was told what to do.
What do you think about Christmas? What's your knowledge of Christmas?
Well, it's a great way to donate a lot of things that you don't love. Yeah, I have mixed feelings about Christmas.
Do you give people just bullshit that's laying around your house?
No, I feel like I tend to be very specific about what I like. Sometimes I feel like I don't always get things I'm excited about. I'd rather people... Also, I have a thing about people being like overly kind or overly generous in a way where I'm like, I'm good. You don't have to be so nice. I get weird around Christmas. That's my honest answer. I think
Because you don't trust them?
No.
I mean, I get it. Christmas, it's weird. I mean, whatever. I'm fucking lost in my mind right now. But like, it can seem very fake.
Yeah, a little fake.
Like,
and I just
love the holiday spirit, and I love like getting into it. But I also, when you're working, it's weird to encounter someone that is working and you're not, and they're like extra nice to you. And that feels just so fake to me. I'm like, are you trying to get employee of the month? Doesn't feel as real as a regular interaction with someone else when they're working.
Are people just assholes to you for the majority of the year, and then Christmas comes around and you're like, what's happening? Why are people being nice?
Why is this guy Cinnabon being so nice to me?
Yeah, it's usually like, what are you selling? What do you got, a Christmas tree shaped Cinnabon? Fine, I'll take it, I'll try it.
I just assume it's people that are there working seasonally. They're not normally there. So
they haven't,
like,
been beaten down yet.
Yeah, they're not totally jaded by the experience of working at like Bath and Body Works yet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would be a pretty good waiter for about a week.
Yeah, that's all you need. You just need that extra dough.
And then I'd just be like, this sucks. I hate everybody.
If all jobs are rotational, as soon as you get sick of it, tap out.
That's just called quitting when you're done.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, I'm great at that.
Yeah. I've not had a job for more than like 2 years of my life.
It's kind of nice that way, right?
I kind of love it. Yeah. Everyone's like, don't you miss? No, I miss nobody. I miss none of the office culture. I miss nothing.
Holiday office culture.
Ugh.
More like holiday awful culture.
Yeah, it's gross. I hate it.
Wait, do you guys do like white elephants at your jobs when you have
I don't have a job.
I never have. I always felt like if we did, it would be too forced.
Gotcha.
And maybe the people don't know each other as well. Because like white elephants are great when everybody knows everybody, I think.
Yeah, because sometimes you do white elephant and you don't realize that there's like I did white elephant with my mom's side of the family for the first time like a couple years ago. No idea that they just exchanged different kinds of alcohol. So ooh. I brought like a cool Nerf gun set and nobody wanted it. Everyone's like, oh, I don't want this. Can I have that Jack Daniels box set? I'm just like, what the?
Damn, right. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you go to a work one, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to bring the funny one. It's Nobody a whole likes box my dill, of though. Cup of noodles, and everyone's like pissed because I didn't get something like a gift card to Starbucks like everyone else. So weird. Anyway, we're here to talk about the origins of Christmas.
You're from, what'd you say, Nebraska?
Yeah, I'm from Nebraska.
Which part?
Omaha.
Ah, right there in middle America. Getting right to the heart of matters.
Yes.
Okay. It's a Counting Crows song.
It's Counting Crows from Omaha. No big deal.
It's good.
Is it about Nebraska?
Did you know Drew Hancock in Omaha?
I didn't know him in Omaha. I met him out here, though.
Did you know Bright Eyes?
Oh, yes. Connor Oberst, yes.
You knew him?
Knew him personally. We're going way back. No, with the music scene,
you don't know
good.
Any of the famous Nebraskans?
I do, yeah. Like Johnny Carson.
No,
Connor.
Personally, I mean.
Oh, personally?
Wasn't 311 from there?
311.
She knows 311.
I know 311's mom, the main guy's mom.
You do?
Not like. Yes, I met her.
They like, have a cookie nice. Exchange.
I'm very proud of her son.
Did she? That's what you ask when you see an old woman wearing 311 in Nebraska. Are you that? Are you someone's
you
mom?
You must be someone's mom.
Must be. Yeah.
Either that or you're very poor.
You know what that is, right?
Either
it's
way,
not a, it's
I'm
not scripture.
Sorry.
It's angel numbers. These are angel numbers.
KKK, right? 311, KKK.
Oh, gee, I don't know.
11 is K, 3 is KKK. You never heard that?
No. I've never heard that one.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Yeah, I think that somebody else came up with that.
I don't believe that they are in the KKK.
So Christmas, huh?
Well, no, but so in Nebraska,
yeah.
Did you grow up like religious or anything like that?
Yeah, we did. We went to church and, you know, like Lutheran. That's a very Nebraska.
Did that sect. Stick with you or?
No, not really. It was a good way to, you know, have community or like socialize as a kid, but
do Lutherans do a big Christmas Eve mass?
Yeah, they'll have like a service.
I mean, I don't know what it's called. Service, I guess.
Mass is for Catholics.
Right. Yeah.
This is like very Diet Coke Catholic, I would say. Very easygoing.
So they're chill? Lutherans are chill?
Secular.
I would say very chill. Pretty accepting of most, yeah, everybody.
I don't know anything about any of them.
Yeah, like being gay is cool.
You know, oh, really?
That kind of vibe.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
As far as like I was where I, yeah.
Right.
That's rare.
Yeah.
So Christmas, how's your history with it? Did you love it?
I mean, I enjoy it, but I've never been one to get like super into the festivity of it. And I'm working on that because I do envy people who get so excited for it.
Do you go back home for Christmas?
I typically do, but I won't be this year.
So you're staying here?
I'm here.
Have you decorated your place?
I put up some garland.
Okay.
This is huge.
That's something.
And I have a fake little tree that I put together.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Do you have cats?
I do.
How many?
I have one. But the tree I have isn't like a Christmas tree. It's like it's a fake tree that is just like an actual tree. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a trunk.
Like not an evergreen tree,
right,
but like
yeah.
a like an aspen or something.
Yeah, like an oak tree.
Okay, yeah.
So, and then I put like weird leaves. I'll send you a picture.
Did you put lights on it?
Yes, I did.
Did you put ornaments on it?
I have some ornaments on it.
And the cat's not over there?
Well, that's why. If I don't get like a regular old tree, evergreen style tree,
yeah,
he can't reach the higher
stuff.
Oh,
got it.
He's too lazy.
Cool.
It's very large.
All right.
Yeah.
I would say most Christmas origin mostly starts with solstice celebration.
Yeah.
A lot of these come from areas that have seasons, and
like real extreme ones.
Yeah. To real where like you know you've had a harvest and you could die in the winter.
Yeah. So you're like. All right, I'm harvesting all this stuff. I got to make my ale now. I got to start preserving things now. So then the deep depths of cold, cold, dark winter, I would crack all that open during Yule.
Right, so that's the crazy thing. A Yule tree, I just learned this week, was a Yule log. They get the biggest tree they can get. They cut it down and they burn it. And it's so big, it normally lasts for like 12 days if you're lucky.
Yeah, and then you eat and drink and party the whole time that log is burning.
And most of your cattle won't survive because it's so cold. So you keep a couple to like make some more, but then you kill the rest. And that's why there's a big feast. It's like, hey, winter's coming. Let's set up the log. Let's kill the cows. And we're just going to party, hoping that it gets warm soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we all survive.
Yeah. And then a lot of that food is sacrificed to spirits like Odin and what's his wife's name? Freya? Odin and Freya? Because like usually during that time in like northern Europe, it's super stormy at night. So like you can't see the night sky. It's very dark out and everyone thinks, oh, Odin's out on his yearly hunt. And so you have to stay inside with the Yule log and party and stuff and not go outside because if Odin sees you outside, it's his opportunity to judge you. So you either have a lot of luck for the year or you have a lot of whatever the opposite of luck is. What is that? Discourse.
Unluck.
Unluck. So, and a lot of people think that Santa is based after Odin. Like,
because he was flying over the clouds, overseeing and kind of judging people.
Yeah, like on a carriage.
Isn't Odin
pulled
the
by horses.
Sea guy?
No.
Which one's Odin?
Odin's like the god of thunder.
It's like Thor's dad.
Thor's dad.
And like he wasn't going to kill you? He was just going to judge you? Or like he was just like, oh, you're nice, cool. Carry on. Or-
I mean, there's a lot of people in old-timey Christmases that would kill you. I don't think Odin is one that would kill you. Like, the Saturnalia festival, they used to pick someone in town, some unsuspecting person in town, usually the person nobody liked.
This is Rome, Saturnalia.
Yeah, this is Rome during Saturnalia. And they would feed this person and like, give them a bunch of drink and, like fornicate, whatever, give them whatever pleasures fornicate. They wanted. And then at the end of Saturnalia, they would brutally murder that person because they thought that all of the bad luck that they had for the year would be inside this person after they like gave them everything.
That's awesome.
They right. fucking like murdered that
person. How brutally? Like what would they, do you know? Like what, how would they actually kill them?
It's Rome. They would probably just like, dude, I don't know. Rome is
right.
Fucking
I mean, they came up with the crucifixion. So like to call it brutal and to have the crucifixion, stoning someone might not be called brutal.
They might just like stab him to death, cut him up.
They should feed him to a tiger.
They probably did that too. They were like, this year, let's feed him to a tiger.
Because then the tiger's happy.
Okay, so this just feels very like. Nonchalant, like they're like, oh, you know yeah. that old shtick we do.
That's you know, so we murder someone,
make someone a hero.
It's not you. Here, drink this. It's
Merry
not gonna
Christmas.
Be you this year. Drink and eat this.
Yeah, like that puts such a different spin on Christmas when you think about like, oh, that's like stressful to be like, oh, yeah, who's gonna die? Who's gonna die? That's kind of fun. I'm
and,
into that.
And then partying, thinking that they don't know what's going on. Hey, have another drink.
Heck yeah, have another drink.
Here's some pants.
Yeah. But like so when Rome became Christian, when the Roman Emperor Constantine I became Christian and he made Christianity the religion of Rome, he couldn't convert a lot of people because there's not a lot of fun things in Christianity.
You don't say.
No art, no culture, nothing like that. So they're like, you know what? I didn't tell you this, but Jesus' birthday is the 25th. So that's why you should celebrate Christianity instead. So they just like made that shit up. And it stuck.
Yeah. This is like 4th century when they came up with it. It was easy for them to be like, oh, we're Saturnalia is celebrating the sun. Now we're celebrating the Son of God. So it was, I know that wasn't the trick, but it was easy to like. Yeah.
It's how they sell it.
Claim this holiday as theirs. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I had no idea.
What did they call it?
What?
Did they call it Christmas?
Yeah, Christ Mass. The Mass of Christ.
Once they became Christian, they changed the name? What did they call it before? Saturnalia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has there been a band called that yet?
No, right? Probably.
I think it's a decent probably. Band name.
Because there were a lot of...
Saturnalia.
It's the god Saturn. You're like worshiping the god Saturn.
Oh, really?
Because they also had at the time... I mean, all this was like solstice celebration. They used to celebrate Juvenalia, too. Like the kids would have a celebration, too.
Juvenalia.
But and so for a lot of...
Juvenalia.
Right. You know, it was like people were celebrating all different types of things for the solstice. And so now it was just like, oh, let's just focus everything and make it all about Jesus, one religion.
Okay. I don't know if we can, I don't know how you, do we go to religion on this show or what's the vibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just don't talk about Q. That's about it.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
We
so
like to bag on religion.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, I'm not going to like.
Well, he does.
Religion's
the worst.
The organized religion, the people that run it, they're doing a bad job. I think that if you're spiritual, like props to you, no matter what your path is, but, fuck the organized religions.
What were you going to
say?
Oh, I was just going to ask, like, is this just like a way for, you know, I mean, essentially like the church at the time to get people to give them money or?
Well, that's actually
what they were doing, just kind of screwing
where presents came from is actually kind of attached to that.
Okay.
So gift giving during the holidays actually came from local lords and kings reaching out to the people that they like the least and making them bring gifts to them.
That's really great. People you like the least have to bring gifts. Like, ugh.
And then it slowly evolved into like giving them to people that you do like, and like giving them to people besides rich people, giving to the poor. Like Saint Nicholas came from. Where did Saint Nicholas come from?
Right.
He came from the actual Saint Nicholas. He inherited.
It was in England, right?
He inherited like a shit ton of money and said, "I don't want any of this because I believe in Jesus Christ, and he would never keep this." So he started giving out his wealth to people around Jesus' birthday. So he would go to poor people's houses with a bunch of kids and give them gifts. Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus.
Okay.
Crazy, huh?
When you guys were kids and you had a birthday party, did you invite a bunch of people that you didn't like, just hoping that they would show up and give you presents?
I was never allowed to invite my friends, really.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, just family.
That's so sad.
Maybe I'd invite a couple friends, but
you never
like,
had a birthday party?
I did, but it was just, like, my friends, my mom, my parents' friends, and
was
my family.
Was it, like, your cousins?
Yeah. It wasn't, like, my... It was a party, but, like, no one from school was ever
You never
there.
Had, like, a John Elway party?
No.
A John Elway party. You guys, Colorado.
That's funny. Funny.
Well, we can't all have 311 parties.
Yeah, you know what? I was 8 years old. Yeah, everyone come over for 311 party.
It's March 11th, guys. Come over.
Come over.
It's March 11th.
I hear one of them might show up.
Oh, someone's mom might show up.
Okay. Very lovely woman.
We invited him on MySpace.
One of the things that I actually found out today, which I thought was really interesting, which is a Halloween connection to Christmas. So, like, we were talking about Christmas cryptids a couple weeks ago, right? Belschnickel. We talked about Belschnickel. He's also, like, popular from The Office. So he's, like,
oh,
this...
Oh,
yeah.
He's, like, a character that... Where was that? Germany? Somewhere? Anyway.
That sounds right.
Wherever he is from Europe. So teenage boys would dress up as Belschnickel, and they would go around people's houses and knock on their windows and then come inside. And parents would be like, yes, finally fucking Belschnickel is here, because this is the only way to like punish your kids without like beating them yourself. Yeah. So Belschnickel would come in. He's this guy and he's got soot all over his face. He's got like a bag full of stuff and a big switch like to whip kids with. And he would throw cookies and candy on the ground. And the good kids could go and pick up the candy and eat it or whatever.
What?
And if you were a bad kid, he would just start fucking beating you.
What?
Just beating you mercilessly.
Yeah. Not real.
Yeah. It's real. And so this was such a fun thing for young men to do that every town only needed one Belschnickel, but they would all try and be Belschnickel.
Audition to be Belschnickel?
Right. Well, there would just be a group of dudes dressed up as Belschnickel, and they would get drunk because they're not going to people's houses. There's like one guy doing it and they're like, well, fuck, now I'm Belschnickel. Let's just go and beat up kids. So they would get drunk and start causing all this mischief, and people would be like, I hate having these guys. Let's just give them candy and food to make them go away. And that turned into Halloween. It turned into us like kids going around making mischief with masks on and giving them candy to fucking
it's
go
like,
away.
Give us candy or we'll fuck with you.
Jeez. Wow.
Like that's a weird thing. Have you been to a place that didn't, you went to the door, maybe the lights weren't on and you're a kid, you're just testing the waters anyways, and they don't give you candy?
They just give you like toothbrushes,
right?
Or something.
I'm just like, I never did, but I'm like, oh, we should have fucked with them. Because that's the rule. Trick or treat. Worldwide.
I didn't save my mischief for Halloween. I was mischievous year round.
He would have got beaten by Belshazzar.
I was going to say, are you going to be beaten? Like
probably. I mean, not really. I mean, we just egg houses and teepee houses and stuff.
Cool. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, we did that too.
It was great. A lot of fun.
So, I remember when my dad, just to throw this in there, I know I probably said this before, but my dad, when he was going through the worst part of his cancer, like, his house got teepeed really bad and it rained and it was like, it was so depressing to like Jesus just God. See toilet paper watered down all over the place. Like, oh, sorry, Dad.
Merry Christmas, wow. Dad.
Like, and you lived out here, right?
Yeah.
So you're like visiting. Did you try to clean it up?
I like had to leave and I'm like, oh, I'll help you clean. I was like, no, don't worry about it. I'm like, but
You just spray it all off with a hose.
Yeah.
Just hose it down.
Really?
Hose it down.
I never got TP'd because I was
cool. Oh, you never got TP'd.
Well, people that got TP'd at my school were really cool.
You got TP'd then. Did you get TP'd?
Yes, I did.
Did you have to clean it up?
Did your parents blame you?
No. Watch my parents thought it was funny. Like, my parents are very cool.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have three brothers.
So it could have been any one of you.
It was definitely me. I know.
Oh, really?
I knew the people who did it. It was like they were in my grade, this whole thing. But it was fine.
Was it a bully thing or a friendship thing?
I think it was more of a friendship thing. I mean, I saw maybe they really were trying to bully Rachel me, and I was like, blood. Oh, guys. Who knows?
We had a friend who wanted to get teepeed, and so we teepeed him.
That's great.
But it rained that night. Ooh. And then when we saw him at school, he was just like, that sucked. I need to clean it up. But we actually got caught doing it. We were doing it because it was like 9 at night. It was like not late. The fuck? Jesus
Behan
Christ.
Behan is just like the king of making noise while we're doing a show. Oh my God.
So because they were still all awake and his parents were like,
but that's fun too.
I think someone's out there. And he was like, and he was really excited. And like,
yeah.
he came to the door and he goes, and he's a theater kid, right? He comes to the door and goes, who's TPing my house like that? And we all went like, oh, fuck. And like ran, but like hid under a tree. And he found us immediately. And he was like, thanks, guys. Oh, yeah.
Aww. But isn't that the fun of kind of, like maybe getting caught? Isn't that the fun part of the TPing part?
I think so, yeah. It's like, yeah. Love to get caught. And like running from cops is fun too.
I only did TPing when my little sister needed someone to take her and her friends TPing. I never went when I was her age.
Were you the driver?
I was the driver.
Whoa, we never had drivers.
You're yeah, super did. Cool. Yeah.
We had a friend who, I mean, we egged this house, and my buddy's dad was the chief of police. And so when he got home, he would like inspect him, and he saw like egg stuff on the top of the car. So he made him tell him what happened. And we egged the house, and then he had to go clean it up, but then they told the people who it was. And I was working at McDonald's at the time. And the people that lived there and her whole family came to McDonald's that morning, and they all ordered extra eggs and really tried to make it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that.
I like it too. That's
pretty
a good
cool.
move.
I'm sorry.
And then their meal's just disgusting because like the ratio is completely off.
Yeah,
I'll take an egg McMuffin, extra eggs.
It's like bouncing. The top is bouncing.
I can't even put my mouth on this.
A sandwich in it.
Any more Christmas facts?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have anything else for Christmas?
Well,
we barely'd. I know, the
right?
So, on this.
But the crazy fun
That's
thing
okay,
about
because
it is,
everyone knows it's a bullshit holiday, right?
But I love what
There's
I love
so
is
much lore in it, Wade.
Yeah, right. How in England they like outlawed it for a long time.
They outlawed it here in America too.
For when? What years? Yeah. Like is that?
So
I mean,
like out here was like 1650s, right?
1650s.
There was.
they took the word Christmas off Starbucks.
But what's crazy is like Christmas used to be such like a fucked up like Mardi Gras debauchery.
Yeah.
Thing
I love that, and that's what needs to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that like the Christians and stuff they fucking hated it. They're like, we're gonna ban this.
I think
shit.
We should take the family out of Christmas. Christmas should now just be friends getting together,
community.
And getting wasted.
Friends, yeah,
yeah,
and like buying each other drinks. So that way we don't have to travel
and killing one person
anymore. And killing one person.
Just one.
It's like Dinner of Fools, right? Dinner of Idiots? Dinner of Fools?
Dinner
of... Where they all invite like the most embarrassing guy and then... I never saw it.
I didn't either, but yeah.
Steve Carell's in it. I don't know.
Okay, 1695
Schmucks.
Christmas was banned in Boston and they used to have a town crier that would go up and down the streets going, no Christmas! No Christmas! Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That just
bring it back. Bring it all back.
It's crazy because it's like, yo, oh, shit. Oh, we weren't going to do Christmas. Then he said, no Christmas. Now we should be doing Christmas. I forgot
well,
it was Christmas.
I'm going to take all these gifts back then. I can't do it.
Can't do
it. But George Washington is the one that popularized it again.
Oh.
Yeah, but before Washington, in England, they outlawed it. and they didn't have a king at the time, and they were like, we fucking love Christmas. Like, fuck you guys. We'll bring the king back. Mm-hmm. So they brought the king back, and he brought back Christmas. It was just a crazy thing of like...
Yeah. What happened to the king?
They had a monarchy at the time, I don't know. I don't know.
He like got overthrown or something, and they're like, "But we love Christmas so much."
We're like, "We'll call him back.
Let's bring him back." Right. Fuck it.
Yeah. Maybe they were in between kings, and they were like, "Yeah, we're fine. We don't need it.
We can deal with the representational less taxation."
Just give me a guy with the wig. Give me a guy with the wig in his
head. Just give me that jolly old fella.
Yeah, give me that guy
with a bowl full of Jell-O.
In 1820s, after the Industrial Revolution, like Christmas, there was a lot of rioting because it turned into a, like an upper class versus lower class thing.
Okay.
And it never stopped.
And I was going to say, is that, yeah.
In 1828, the New York City Council hired a police force for the first time for the city because the Christmas riots the previous year were so big.
Bring back like, the riots.
Nuts that Christmas is to blame for... Police, sort of.
Yeah, that's hired a bummer, police. Dude.
What they had before is everyone's just kind of like, oh, don't
I
do
hate
that.
Christmas now.
Yeah,
everyone was in every-
yeah.
Christmas is responsible for police?
Well, just in that
America.
City.
In America?
I mean, you know, basically.
Like beefing up the police. I mean, I assume they had to build it out a bit with the riots. And I assume
like, I'm sure they had law enforcement, just not like a group of people to defend the city.
Got it.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
So I have a question. Maybe you guys already know, but are like most holidays like grounded in violence? Because I'm feeling like
I think all of history is.
Violence or fuckery. Like okay. One or the other. You're either celebrating life or death, so it's one or the other.
How did we get so soft?
Right. Well, yeah, I know. Like picture celebrating life. The best way to do it is to just fucking have a fuck ton of fucking fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Mardi Gras, right?
That is Mardi Gras.
There was like a, gosh, I think this was also a Christmas thing, but I can't remember where it was. I just remember this story. So there's like a church, and after.
And a steeple.
There's a church and a steeple. Inside, open it up.
Inside of the people.
There's all the people.
Dirty D's.
So there's a church, and while this the Christmas sermon is being told, all the single bachelors in town dress up like devils, and they have like switches and stuff. And when the sermon is over, all of the eligible bachelorettes in town get like grabbed by these like devil men, and then they try and like throw them down a hill.
I was not expecting that to go.
Which I guess is like a fertility. It's like kind of calls back to like a fertility thing. But now it's in this. It's in a book that I listened to part of today.
Is it like a fun hill? Do they roll down and have fun?
I'm pretty sure it's like a fun hill, but I would be so bummed if I'm sitting in church on Christmas Day, like, fuck, I really hope this sermon goes on for another hour. I do not want any asshole in town to throw me down a hill.
And you know, like, you imagine it's going to be like a hero knight in shining armor, but it's just like Jeffrey. Or, you know, just someone you don't like.
All of this keeps reminding me of Dazed and Confused. We didn't have any, like, weird...
like hazing?
Yeah, or tradition or anything
senior
like that.
Senior class paddling or...
Yeah, we didn't either.
I don't think anyone did, but that's very much what this sounds like. It sounds like, hey, get all these single guys and get them to go fucking paddle all the younger guys.
Yeah, and...
Probably people that don't read, you know what I mean?
Not read. So wait, do they like... how did the fertility thing come into play? Is it just based on how far you roll?
I think it's just like,
how do you...
I'm sure that it's like derived from a different, like a very different kind of ritual where like single men and single women probably like dance or like fuck each other or something. It's essentially like
teasing
a toss.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A toss and a tease.
Flirtatious thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel
okay,
like
sure.
Maybe a toss also like a toss in the sheets, like you get fucked, right?
Okay.
Toss in a hay? Is that the...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but
toss in the hay, roll in the sheets.
It's interesting stuff. I wish I could remember more about that story, but I just remember the imagery of poor women rolling down a hill. On Christmas Day. Well, it's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Hope you're fertile.
And like such a patriarchal society where you can't really say anything about it.
Well, that's just what we do. That's just the way we've always done it. We have the bachelor party, and this is what we do here.
So glad you rolled me down the hill.
You just got to roll with
for
it.
That.
Yeah.
Hope we get married next spring.
Well, you know, he picked me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky gal.
And then I also read, sorry, I'm just like thinking about the things, how Holly, like, oh, mistletoe, you kiss under mistletoe, but it used to be the thing that during this these solstice rites, that certain cults would give to cult members that they were going to kill because they would give it to them to eat it and they would be like paralyzed or poisoned.
Oh, snap.
And then they would kill them. But now it's like,
oh, this is so fun.
Kiss me under the mistletoe.
You used to be paralyzed and then they would kiss you. But
yeah,
now
they'd be like, now you're all mine. Mwah.
And I was shocked to learn that the Christmas wreath for the Christians took it over as like the crown of thorns.
Yeah.
For Jesus. Like, that's what they were celebrating. Like, put a wreath on your door. Remember the crown.
When really it's all about warding away evil spirits with evergreen branches. Because that's the only thing that's green during the winter. It's magic.
Interesting. Okay. The more I'm learning, the more I'm just very disappointed in how soft we've gotten.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is way more entertaining.
We're complaining about presents. I got socks.
I know, and I'm over here being like, please don't get me anything. I feel uncomfortable. But
whereas back in the day, if you displeased Santa, he would just fucking kill you.
And that to me sounds fun. Let's go.
We're celebrity Christmas. Get your goods.
Yeah. I wish that we can just kill people that didn't like their Christmas gifts now.
You can do that. No one's stopping you.
I mean, the government's stopping me.
Not necessarily. They could arrest you, but they won't stop you.
I feel like back in the day, Christmas used to be like the purge because there was like no laws during this time. Yes. Like, what were we talking about? Like, people would, like, homeless people would go into rich people's homes and, like, demand food. And, like, if you didn't get it, to them,
they
could steal things and like break shit and cause mischief.
So the rich people would let them run the matter because it's like, well, if I didn't, I'll get fucked with. But it's also like, I'll pay you once this one time a year rather than like help everybody the rest of the year. Yeah, so it's kind of like giving back.
Okay.
So I think we got to the bottom of Christmas, right?
We did it. We solved it.
Woo!
Do you have any questions?
I wanted to know, Elf on the Shelf, do we feel like maybe there's some drama coming back in our lives?
Oh my
God.
Some
violence?
Elf on the Shelf is this terrifying.
It's true.
But maybe we'll talk about that in the more.
I don't even know about Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, it's too new.
It's violent. Very new.
Super very violent.
Isn't it a Shark Tank thing? It's violent?
Well, it can be. I've seen some videos gone wrong. Elf on the Shelf.
I'm waiting for the Elf on the Shelf like Christmas horror movie.
Yes.
When it comes to life, like Chucky murders you.
No. Why hasn't that happened yet? We're like 5 years too late for that.
We don't want to scare children. I don't know.
I do.
It's not made for them. Yeah. It's their own fault if they watch it.
That's a classic Christmas thing, to be scared on Christmas. People used to tell ghost stories.
Love a good ghost story.
It's because people were around the Yule log all night telling spooky stories.
Yeah, it sounds cooler back then.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Yeah.
But any sort of like, do you want to do a very quick thing? And then also think of something that you might want to plug while these guys go on about Christmas.
Nah, I mean, I grew up thinking it was such a religious thing. And it was. It's nice to know that that's not where it started. And like, let's take it back. Like, I think solstice celebration is great because it's like, you should take moments to celebrate your year, whatever that was for you. And the fact that, you know, appreciate, I think it's a good practice to solstice celebration.
Yeah.
You survived.
I think bring those evergreen trees in. Put resin and boughs around your house because you never know when evil spirits are going to come. Christmas is a time for evil and it has nothing to do with Jesus. So just remember that.
Nice. Rachel, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're a producer of podcasts. You're also an actress. Is there anything that we should be looking out for that you're proud of or that you want to promote?
Oh, Yeah, if you want to check out any of the shows I work on a show called Settle the Stars. If you're into science and space and exploring space, might be up your alley. Our other show is called Scientific Melody. It's we learn a new topic in science each week, and then they write original songs about it. So
ooh,
it's pretty good. Fun. It's actually really catchy. So
wait, they're scientists, but they also can write music?
Yeah, one of them's like very like fact based, and the other host is very like music based.
Oh, okay.
And they combine forces.
That's cool.
It's very
That's
nice.
Cute. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Are you going to stick around for the bonus?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for watching here on Shroud Home Video. Thanks for listening. If you go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, we do 2 bonus episodes a week. Once again, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll see you next week here on Shroud Home Video. I'm just trying to cook. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Ooh. Happy holidays!